Hey everybody, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders, and we are continuing on through the Gospel of John. We're starting the 13th chapter, and we're going to get a thought here. So we start in verse number 1. It says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." And then if you jump all the way to verse 15, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." And then lastly, verse 17 says, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." And so he's talking about being happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? People are spending all kinds of money trying to be happy and do different things. They end up turning it into a nightmare. It's chasing happiness. And so we start with chapter 13, and it's before the feast of the Passover, it says, and Jesus knew that his hour had come. He's getting ready to go to the cross for you and I. He's going to suffer a horrible death. And he knows he's going to depart this world, and he's going to go back to the Father. But it says this, "He loved his own, which were in the world, and he loved them unto the end." What a great example of love as we look at these verses. So we're going to look to Jesus. He says in verse 15, "For I have given you an example." So here's an example on how to love one another, right? First of all, he says in verse 3, "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God." So he knew God's will. If you and I are going to love each other correctly, we must understand and know God's will for our lives. And the reason being is, otherwise we will be as unstable as water. We'll be focused one area one day, focused the next area the next day. We must know what God's will for our life is. You say, "I don't know. How do I find out what God's will for my life is?" Go to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Meditate on that. Pray. Ask God. He'll show you. So the very first thing about how we can love each other, the right way, is know God's will. As a result of that, we see Jesus raises up and he begins to gird himself with a towel and he begins to wash the feet of the disciples. You know what true love brings when we love one another correctly, follow the example of Christ? It brings humility. It brings humility to you and I. We don't have to be top dog. We don't have to be recognized. We don't have to be known. What we want to do, if we're going to love each other correctly, it's got to bring humility. Humility to the Word of God, humility to God is first, His will is first, and as a result of that, we're not trying to be all-powerful, all-knowing. Not only does it bring humility, but notice this. In verses 6 all the way down to verse number 14, it speaks truth. If you and I are going to love each other correctly, we have to be willing to speak the truth. And you know what? Sometimes the truth hurts. But sometimes the truth has to be said. In order for you and I to follow the example of Christ, we must stand against error and speak the truth. We can speak it in love because, listen, we want the best for each other. If we love each other correctly, we want the best for each other. So we must stand up and speak the truth. Jesus tells them here, "Listen, I'm washing you here." He's talking to Peter. Verse 9, "Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not to save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all." Why? Because Judas was there. So he didn't just, "Oh, everybody's okay, everything's okay." No, he had to take a stand for the truth because the devil had entered into Judas, right? He's going to use Judas to betray Christ. Now notice this in verse 14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, verse 16, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. So we must understand who we are. Who are we? We're servants of the Most High God. And as a result of that, we want to love one another that are in the world, and we want to love each other to the end, and we do that by knowing God's will. We understand it brings humility. We understand we'll speak the truth, and we'll understand who we are. I'm nobody. I am nobody. I am saved by grace through faith. And as a result of that, I'm not jockeying for position or power or trying to be part of a pack and all of this kind of thing. And what it brings is it brings happiness, true happiness, a clear conscience and happiness. Do you have real love today?